You know, as God continues to work with us and put up with us, you and I learn a little more every day about His love. You see, there's nothing you can do that's so bad that will stop God's love for you. There's nothing that you can do for God that will make Him love you more. God just loves us the way we are. This is the first Sunday of a new year. When I woke up this morning on the first Sunday of a new year, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had presented to me a perfect day. He gave to me a day that I knew that I would be welcome on planet Earth. And yet, I got to thinking, today, it's a beautiful day. Has nothing to do with what the weather is. It's a beautiful day to have a sleepover. I want you to think about something. Your commitment, my commitment to Jesus Christ. Do you remember in our younger age, we would want to have sleepovers with our friends, and some of the friends we didn't want to have sleepover with. And so we would ask our parents, hoping they would say no. And they never did get it right. Said no when she should have said yes, and said yes when they should have said no. But I think about that now. You see, today is a great day. From the military, I suppose it's still TDY. Am I correct, gentlemen? Ladies? Temporary additional duty. Well, I'm blessed to be away from home. I'm going home soon. But see, God gave me this day to explain something to me. And that something is this. The reason that the troubles and the trials and the tribulations that I deal with in life, and you as an individual have to deal with in life, and we look within our own hearts and we think, how am I going to do this one more day, all the hurt and all the pain, and I'm just not that happy. And I will say to every Christian, good. Well, yes, but I'm not at peace here on earth. Good. Because you're not home yet. You see, when I gave my heart to Jesus Christ, when you gave your heart to Jesus Christ, you and I had committed to temporary additional duty right here on planet Earth. Now, when you would sleep over after a couple of nights, you're ready to go home. When you were to stay on vacation, you're on vacation, and then all of a sudden you think, gosh, I got to get home so I can get some rest. Today's a beautiful day that God gave me, a wonderful day that He once again allowed me to proclaim His word, a beautiful day to proclaim the truth of God, yet it's a wonderful day to go ahead and go back home and be with Him. The importance of a day is not in whether the cancer has us, an illness has us. It's not in whether the hurt and pain of family life is so awesome and so severe to us. Perfect day means that God's still in control. I'm the child of a king. Larry, I'll let you come back home pretty soon, but right now you're on temporary additional duty. Through the year 2014, I talked to you, each of us, for the whole year, focusing on the important link that we are to one another. I focused on, this is the theme, our commitment to the chain of Christianity. Our commitment to one another, to link together. I focused and pushed on us to listen and pay attention to that commitment, but also to remember, at one point in our life, here we are standing right here. Holy Spirit is standing right here. When I said yes to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my life, then God's Holy Spirit came to live in me and came to give strength to me in this physical body, the vehicle that God has given for me to travel on planet Earth. And as I travel on planet Earth, I realize something. This is only a vehicle. As you grow older, you start looking in the mirror, and then as you grow a little older, you quit. But what we're looking at and what our mind tells us we are is completely different. Our minds tell, I have a 100-year-old mother who thinks she's 21 and doesn't understand why she can think that way and the body doesn't function that way. And so when we get caught up in this vehicle so much that we want to stay in it until we understand something. As long as I am in this body, this form, I cannot enter the presence of God. His Holy Spirit can enter me, but I cannot see God face to face, lest I die. So powerful love that God has for us, that He so loved the world that He sent His Son, God incarnate, on earth. And Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. God the Father wanted to be able to relate to our hurt and our pain. He said, I've got to give you a little training. I'm going to call you home soon. But I want you to focus on your training. I want you to focus on your love for others more than your love for self. I want you to focus on the sickness, the sorrow, the hurt, and the pain that every individual is going through. And I want you to pour out so much love for those that you will tell them that you're only here for a short time, so that they will look forward to what you say you look forward to. Even jokingly, so often people will say, well, everybody wants to go to heaven, nobody wants to go now. There's a lot of people that are ready to go now. But you see, I have a job, a ministry to do until God says, sleepover's over. I will have stayed over my welcome on earth. And I will sleep over here no more. As a matter of fact, I will sleep no more. I'll no longer feel pain. I'll no longer feel the hurt. But I'll continue to worship my Lord. Because I'm going home. It's a good day to stay over here on earth. It's a better day to go on and be with the Lord. I want you to look at 2015, because each day of your life, how many times have you heard me over the past 20 years on the first Sunday of the year making this statement? Folks, look around and love those you see, for many you will not see at the end of the year. Many you may not see at the end of the day. So you appreciate God allowing you to come together in His name. But He also tells us you need to understand what it means to follow Jesus. You need to understand who Jesus is. I'm going to do something that's not uncommon for me, but I'm going to read the last scripture, Isaiah 51, verse 1 and 2. Before I even attempt to get back, if I do, to the others. For this is important for us. This is what following Jesus really means, folks. Isaiah 51, 1 and 2. Listen to me, all who hope for deliverance, all who seek the Lord. Consider the rock from which you were cut, the quarry from which you were mined. Now listen to what he says. Yes, I want you to think about Abraham, your ancestor, and Sarah, who gave birth to your nation. Listen to it. Abraham was only one man when I called him, but when I blessed him, he became a nation. He was only one man when I called him, but when I blessed him, he became a nation. God's word. Each of us look at ourselves as only one single individual. What can we do that can change the mind of the world? Nothing. There was never my calling. It was never my calling, folks, or yours, to be responsible for changing the world. The world has a risen Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the only one that is sent to change your heart and mine. He is the only one with the power to fulfill God's purpose in your life, in my life. Therefore, every day we wake up, God will say, I'm giving you a perfect day, Larry Pete. What you gonna do with it? How you gonna mess it up? Remember, you're coming home soon. What's the greeting that you expect to have one day? I fear for my son every time he puts on that police uniform. I fear for every law enforcement officer now in this nation. Every time they put on the blue, they have a target on their back. Every time one of our service men or women step foot on a foreign soil or even on the soil of the United States of America, they have a target on their back. What is going on? You and I need to ask ourselves, have I done what God has called me to do? God did not send me TDY on planet Earth to stay on vacation. God did not send me here to please myself. Folks, I understand now. The greatest pleasure that a human being can ever have is the pleasure of knowing you will never die. Death has no authority. You are a spirit with a body, not a body with a spirit. That you and I already have everlasting life. We were born as eternal beings, and we will live throughout eternity as a living being. Because God said it so. He breathed breath into the first man, Adam. And Adam messed it up. Therefore, all generations since Adam were born in sin. Into a society that collapses year after year after year. A society that you and I will either contribute positively to or negatively to. God says He loves me. God says when I choose you as an individual and you follow me as an individual, I will show you your great nation. But until we get back to the foot of the cross, the nation will continue to fall and falter. Are we willing, we say, to die for what we believe? Multitudes upon multitudes of God's children across the seas are dying because of their faith in Jesus Christ and their refusal to renounce Christianity and choose Allah. I do not choose Him, nor do I care about the fatwas. You know what I care about? There's all of those individuals that are sucked into a lie. But if I don't tell the truth according to God, then am I, as a Christian, as a pastor, not lying? If I want to speak good-sounding words to to entice and tickle the ears of all those who will listen. Will I be glorifying God or lifting people above God? I don't have time for it, folks. I know that now. My sleepover is coming to an end, but not my life, not my love, not the peace that I have within me. Can I laugh at death? Oh, it's easy for me to say, yeah, I can now until somebody's threatening me with it. No, the only reason I will laugh at death is that I know I can never die. Only this vehicle can be destroyed by man. But then what's they going to do? Because my Father in heaven says, everyone who trusts in my Son as Lord and Savior of your life, you will never see death. I won't even get to watch my own death. I'll be gone. As the body collapses to the ground, God says, my spirit lives in you, and I will receive my spirit to me and the body back to dust. But don't worry about sleeping too long, body, because I'm going to resurrect your body. You getting a workover and a makeover like you never dreamed of. By the hands of your Creator, you will be remodeled, remolded into that perfect individual He planned for us to be at the beginning. Yet knowing we would sin, He saved us anyway. I mean, what a God. What a God to wake up to on the first Sunday of a new year. What a thought. What an understanding for you and I to know that we have a ministry to take care of down here. I don't have time to go home until the Lord says, Larry, it's supper time. Then I'm going. When I leave, what will I leave behind? Possessions? They're not in account anyway. You're going to have so many taxes on them pretty soon, you wish you didn't have them. Think of it. And think back all the way to the first king of the nation. God's warning. You're the only nation that does not have a king. Yes, Lord, that's why we want a king, so we can be like other nations. I don't want to be like other nations. I like the nation God has given me. I'm at peace in my nation. But will I sleep? Will I frivolously use my time that God set aside for me to speak the truth over foolish things? Or will I go home glorifying God? I'm never going to get it right, folks. I can tell you that no more than I can when I call church off. I'm never going to get it right. Somebody's never going to be happy. But God has called us to a purpose. And He said, following me means you need to take a closer look. Look, number one, look to your past, He says. Look to where you've come from. Read my word about your origins. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Therefore, I realize that my breath that I take is a gift from God, and the breath is God-breathed. And man became a living being. I am alive spiritually. I tell this body where to go. Too often my mind tells it to go somewhere else. Think of that. Do you ever notice how Jesus, when he would preach, and he'd use the metaphor of the heart? And it's throughout Scripture. but it's in the heart of man. So my spiritual me is in battle with this human brain up here continually. One pulling one way and one pulling the other. But God says, take a closer look. Look to the beginning and see who was in charge. And then when I looked at the beginning to see who was in charge, I looked at Omega. I looked at the end, the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the beginning and I'm the end. So why in the world would I want to go with foolish gods that weren't even here in the beginning? That man conjured up in their own mind to control other people. Always wanting to control. I'll tell you what you need to do. Well, this pastor's not going to tell you what you need to do because I don't know. I'm doing good handling with what I need to do. That's not my call. My call is to preach the gospel. Your call is to listen to the Holy Spirit as He speaks to you in the way that you will understand what your mission is on earth. And He says, take a look at your origin. That's your past. Don't ever allow your past to be a millstone around your neck to drown you to the depth of life. Allow that millstone to be a stepping stone to your present and to your future. Closer look number two. This is what it means to follow Jesus. You look to the present. You look to the inside of who you are. Now folks, I've told you what it's like and you already knew it. When you look in the mirror and you don't understand who that old man or old woman is and what they're doing in your house. Let me tell you, your mirror, Christian and non-believer alike, your mirror and my mirror is the holy word of God called the Bible. That's our mirror. That's the one that God says, I want you to come and look at yourself. How am I going to look at myself inside? Read my word. The Holy Bible is the mirror for me. And it will show me the real filthy me on the inside and the real loving God that's in there also. Now guess who's going to win? God's already won. Then if God's already won, and I know that, why are we so foolish in our lives? Well, I know what you're saying is true, but what? Truth is the only thing that's going to last. And the truth of God lasts forever and ever and ever. That's a long time, people. Romans 1, 18 through 22. I want you to listen to the mirror. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Any preacher that gets in the pulpit and preaches a lie or backs away from the truth is not fit to preach. Amen. Nor fit to stand and represent Christ. Amen. You cannot do that in your pride. It's in the mirror. Verse 19. Because that which is known about God. Let me tell you about the ones that blame you because they're not Christians. Listen to it. Because that which is known about God is evident within them. For God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what had been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, They did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. Look to the present. God says, you stand before me without excuse, world. The lost world will not have an excuse. The lost world will not be able to say, but Lord, if Larry Vance had spoke to me and told me about you, I would have believed. God said, that's foolishness. He said, because I have revealed myself to you. Therefore, you stand before God without excuse. Not a good way to stand before God. Yet, those of us who have said yes to Jesus, we stand before God as a family member, loved by our Father. Closer look number three. This is what it means to follow Jesus. Look to your future. I want you to look outside yourself. Looking to the future for your salvation outside of yourself. Salvation's not in your mind. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation, my friends, is a person. Jesus Christ. Isaiah 45, 22, 24. God says, look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. I have sworn by myself. Meaning God says there's no one else greater that I could swear to. So I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth into righteousness and shall not return. That to me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall take an oath or confess. He shall say, surely in the Lord I have righteousness and strength. To him men shall come. And all shall be ashamed who are incensed against him. One day, every individual is going to stand before God. It's not going to matter what you know. It's not going to matter how many degrees you have. That's not going to have anything to do with how many times you went to church. It has to do with who you know. And God says, when you know my son, you're welcome. I got adopted straight in to the family of God. I know his son. Only thing I really know about Jesus, he's never left me. I've smiled so many times, whether it's through stabbings, through cancer, Meniere's disease, are just people who are sick of listening to me preach or teach, or just being alive, you make them sick. Folks, I'm TDY. When my job on earth is through, I'm going home and I'm waiting for you. It was a gift the Son of God gave to us. As God breathed life into you and into me, he says, I know my son, and he knows me. I know you for who he is. My hope, my love does not rest on me, but on the Savior who indwells me. Though for a short period of time you and I will be separated, but it won't last long. For the place to where I go and you go is a place God says is home. It's His home for me. His home for you. I'm His family member, and He is true. He's the love of my life, and I sure don't understand it. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will tell His Father, Lord, this is Larry. Larry Pete, a 5-year-old kid, dirty, barefooted on Buffalo Hill. And the Lord says, I love you just like you are. And that love has never left. But when I look in the mirror called the Bible, I see who messed up every day He gave me. It wasn't Him. Listen to the Lord in your heart. Be at peace. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for allowing us to come together. Father, I thank You for teaching us the truth of Your love and Your word. Oh, Father, help us to understand what it truly means to follow Jesus. Remind us, Father, You're always the hope that we have within our heart. You, Father, are the authority. You are the love. You are the peace. Help us now, Father, as we continue our walk on Your earth among Your people. Thank You, Father, for every day. I praise You, Lord, that one day I will hear You call, my child, come home. It's supper time. I ask a blessing now on each one, Father, that each of us may have that peace that only You can give. I ask Your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen.